This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana is 158 years behind the times. A legislative proposal that supporters say would make it clear in the state that slavery is prohibited in Louisiana has failed to get the two-thirds vote needed in the Senate in order for the measure to appear on the October 14th ballot. Gonzales Senator Eddie Lambert voted no.
Why do we need to be changing this? It seems like what we have is fine. I don't know of any problems why we need to be correcting the Constitution.
The United States abolished slavery in 1865. In a conversation with Baton Rouge Senator Cleo Fields, Lambert says he does not believe the state constitution needs to be changed when it comes to prohibiting slavery.
In the current Constitution, it says slavery and involuntary servitude are prohibited, except in the latter case as punishment for a crime. Isn't that pretty clear?
It's clear to you, but it's not clear to everybody.
Baton Rouge Representative Edmund Jordan proposed the change to the Louisiana Constitution. Jordan says the state constitution says slavery and involuntary servitude are illegal, but include exceptions for forced convict labor. But Lambert argued the constitution is clear that slavery is illegal.
It looks pretty clear right now, and this is just a situation where we're looking for something that doesn't exist. I don't think you can be any clearer than this.
Several other states have amended their state constitutions to make it clear that involuntary servitude and slavery are prohibited. The vote was 21-16 in favor of the measure, but it needed 26 yes votes to pass. On a 29-10 vote, the Louisiana Senate approved legislation that would ban gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth. Monroe Senator Jay Morris argued for the passage of the measure, saying it will protect children from life-altering medical procedures.
There was a woman that said her under six-year-old child, I know they're going to be a boy, and it was a girl. And so she's ready to already give that child these kind of treatments. It's reprehensible, and we have to protect kids.
Opponents of the legislation point to a Louisiana Department of Health report that found only a few dozen Medicaid-enrolled minors received gender-affirming care between 2017 and 21. And Alexandria Senator Jay Luneau says there have been no surgeries.
We haven't had a single gender-reaffirmed surgery of a child in Louisiana in the last 5 years. And if there was one, do you not think we would have heard of it?
The legislation would take effect January 1st. The measure heads back to the House for agreement on a Senate change to the bill. Governor John Bel Edwards could veto it, but lawmakers could override the veto in session. I'm Corey Crow.